On the campaign trail, Democratic presidential candidate John Kerry suggests he could ease the violence in Iraq by changing the dynamic there. This is what he told NPR last week.
I think our diplomacy can produce a very different ingredient on the ground. And if it can't produce a different ingredient on the ground, let me tell you something. That says something about what Iraqis want and what the people in the region want. I believe that within a year from now, we could significantly reduce American forces in Iraq. That's my plan.
A Kerry campaign spokesman later stressed that a troop reduction is not a plan, but a goal. On ABC's This Week, retired General Tommy Franks, who led the U.S. invasion of Iraq, agreed a planned pullout is a good idea. But like Kerry, he laid out a list of preconditions.
I think it has to do with how quickly the Iraqis are able to get control of their own circumstance, get out of the way of chaos, increase the stability. How quickly are they able to bring on and train the forces that are going to accept the security responsibility? And if we set a plan that says as that happens, our forces come out, then I'm in full agreement.
We wondered how realistic it is to even consider a pullout at this time, so we called Rachel Bronson, Director of Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and Joseph Nye, a professor at Harvard University and the author of Soft Power, The Means to Success in World Politics. Nye says a President Kerry perhaps could garner some international goodwill, but don't expect, say, 10 or 20,000 French troops to replace Americans in Iraq.
I doubt that you're going to see significant numbers of troops from France, though it's not out of the question that they might be willing to do something, for example, in adding troops to protect the new UN representative. I doubt you'll get troops from Germany under any circumstances, but you might be able to make some progress in places like India or Bangladesh or Jordan, perhaps even Pakistan.
So peacekeepers, maybe?
Yes.
But that would require a peace.
Well, or you can deploy them in different parts of the country. Some of the toughest areas, the Sunni Triangle, I imagine, will have to remain American.
Rachel Bronson, what kind of help would you consider realistic from new allies?
Well, I think there's a number of areas where John Kerry could actually look for help. And I think in some ways he's letting himself be defined by the Bush campaign about what help means. We need a lot of help in debt forgiveness to Iraq. That's a serious component of assistance, quite frankly. And so I think that John Kerry actually wants to step back a little bit and think more broadly about what international assistance actually means. The other thing that I think that he could do is have other countries more comfortable in talking about the role that they are providing for the Iraqis. For instance, Jordan is really instrumental right now in helping us train up police forces for Iraq. Jordan really can't come forward and talk about their role they're playing because it's so controversial both at home and internationally.
The argument for staying in Iraq has been, if we leave, chaos will ensue. We'll leave a failed state. Allowing that things could get better, at the moment, it seems pretty chaotic right now with us still there.
Jennifer, it could be a lot worse, and I think we have to really keep that in mind. One of the things that, remember, that everyone was talking about before the war is that if there was a war, you were going to see Iran, you were going to see Turkey, you were going to see Saudi Arabia, you were going to see Syria really pouring into Iraq. Now, we do know that Syria has not been as helpful as it should have been. We do know that Iran does have a presence. But without the United States there, it is, I think, very easy to say that these countries would be much more present, much more active, putting a lot more personnel and a lot more money behind their efforts in Iraq. So right now, it is chaotic, but the fighting is limited to certain cities. The fighters do have support, but we're not in a situation where it's a complete vacuum. But
so,
it could be a lot worse.
Joseph Nye, it's not a civil war yet?
It's not a civil war yet, but I think it's essential that we prevent it from becoming one. The idea of having something that looks like Lebanon in the 80s or Afghanistan in the 90s serving as a haven for terrorists means that we really can't afford to pull out too precipitously. Some people make the analogy to Vietnam, and they say, well, we said we couldn't pull out of Vietnam, but when we did, our soft power, our reputation went up. The difference here is that when we pulled out of Vietnam, there was at least a government. If we pull out of Iraq, there may be nothing except chaos. And that means that the opportunities for terrorists will be greatly improved. And that means terrorists will try to strike at us. They won't just stay there.
And explain a bit what you mean by the soft power.
Well, soft power is your ability to attract others, to get them to want what you want rather than have to coerce them or bribe them. If you look at what public opinion polls show, there's been a tremendous decline in America's attractiveness or soft power over the last 3 or 4 years.
So if the U.S. were to pull out troops now, you would see bad consequences, not a positive side.
I think if we were to pull out precipitously, things would be considerably worse.
Can I ask both of you, are you hopeful that in, say, 2 to 3 years, there will be a functioning state in Iraq? Joseph Nye?
Well, I think it's an open question. I think it's still very much touch and go, and it'll depend on the efforts we make. I don't think there's any surety about an optimistic future yet.
Rachel Bronson?
I agree with that. I think also that within 2 years is still very fast, and what I would say is 5 years, and I think that there is hope within 5 years. If you look at the polls of Iraqis, they do believe that in 5 years their future will be better than today, and I think we all need to sort of step back and take a longer look at what's in store for the Iraqi people. But like Professor Nye, nothing's assured. We're really in a difficult spot. But if we continue to keep our attention, our resources, our focus on Iraq, I do believe there's a chance for a better future.
Rachel Bronson directs Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and Joseph Nye teaches at Harvard University. Polls show Americans are sharply divided on how long U.S. troops should stay in Iraq, as we found in our own unscientific survey of visitors to the National Mall here in Washington this week.
My name is Johnny Warren, and I'm a lawyer from Dublin, Georgia. I think that we are committed at this point, and we have to complete what we began. And if it means that we take more troops into Iraq, then we do it. But we don't just linger along like we did in Vietnam.
Shannon Lewis from Merrimack, New Hampshire. I think we need to bring them home. It's been long enough, and there are obviously aren't any weapons of mass destruction, so we should bring them back here to make them safe.
My name is Chris Ryan, and I'm from Virginia Beach. My thoughts on the troops of Iraq are that they shouldn't have never sent as many in to begin with as they did, but now that they're there, I think it'd be a pretty bad move to pull them all out immediately, maybe sign of a weakness.
I'm Janelle Bandy. I am from Dallas, Texas. The troops in Iraq, I think, should stay and follow the president's direction.
Tom Hall, Juneau, Alaska. Bring them home as soon as possible.
My name is Beth Flanders from Ridgefield, Connecticut, and I think we should leave the troops in Iraq until we actually have some sort of peace developed there that we haven't accomplished yet.
The voices of visitors to the National Mall in Washington this week talking about America's options in Iraq.